Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a Cardomax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, Cardomax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at Cardomax.com. That's Cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast, kids.
I want Tiger Woods' leg.
You want it? You want the leg, huh?
You've been obsessed over the last couple of years with getting your hands figuratively and literally on that Olympic dude's dick. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, yeah.
I want the dick. Yes. I want the dick before he became Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they turned it into one of those lamps, like in A Christmas Story. Or whatever, but
for his dick or Tiger's leg, is that what you
want
to
know? No, for his dick. I want Tiger's leg for the lamp as well,
though. Okay, gotcha.
I think it's probably gonna go to the Hall of Fame when they cut it off. I don't think he's actually losing his leg, but so I might have to do this all myself.
I don't know if he is gonna have the leg or not gonna have the leg. It could be a Morgan Freeman type sitch. Did you hear about the Morgan Freeman thing?
What, does he got a fake leg too?
He's got a fake arm. So
that's not real.
Hot Bob, can you pull up Morgan Freeman's arm?
Our buddy from Broken Lizard's got a fake leg. I don't think people know that.
The guy
that plays, not Steve, not Lemmy. Okay. The guy with the gingerish guy.
Yeah. He's got a fake leg.
He's like the second. He's one of the lead characters in Beer Fest as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all one of the main guys that with the grandma slapping her face and shit.
Yeah.
He's got a fake leg. You remember Steve told us about it.
I didn't know if he was kidding or not.
No, I've seen it. So now it's like, makes that story all the more real. Cause when they were in college, together in their dorm, he had a fake, like kind of shitty, realistic looking leg, not like a modern prosthetic or anything. And he would let people there's this one dude in their dorm that didn't know. Somehow,
no shit.
And he would let him fucking hit it with a baseball bat, and the dude just started projectile vomiting when he saw it. It's hilarious. That's what funny people do. They turn their tragedy into fucking amusement for other people, like Lopez over here.
Yeah, exactly. Lazo Lopez in the studio.
He took the fact that he looks like a fatter Benicio del Toro, right? From
I don't know.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Actually, walk on screen because you look like him today.
I don't know, by the way, if. Because we record the show, the Sunday night show is usually on a Friday, which it is. So he just picked up his tickets for the game. There he is. Look at this guy.
You're actually probably 40 to 50 pounds lighter than Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's a thinner Benicio del Toro. Yeah. Like, for real.
But that's not funny if I say that. I could say a gayer Benicio del Toro.
There
but
you go.
Benicio del Toro only eats ass.
Rimmers for Benicio, dude. He only does rim jobs. Is that your style too? Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, but you're not exclusively a rim job guy.
No, you'll dabble in some other things. So this is what it's like on Fridays. Lazo Lopez is here to pick up his tickets to go to the game. We usually talk about fake arms and legs. Show the Morgan Freeman picture of his, there's a sleeve that goes over his arm there. There it is right there. So if you can zoom in on it, obviously you'll notice his arm. And then he has to wear this glove over it. And then they have to change it and dress the arm. A buddy of mine wrote one of his movies and was on set with him. And I go, hey, dude, is that fucking story about the fake arm real? And he goes, sort of. The arm is dead.
Mm.
So it's just unusable. And I don't know what happened to the hand itself, but he has to wear a glove.
Car accident.
Oh, car accident. Okay. And then underneath it, he's got to, oh, shit. That's right. The car accident was actually how he got outed about being married to like his step-granddaughter. That was what it was, because I think she was in the car as well. But anyways, the sleeve that he wears on top of the arm has to be changed like three times a day or something.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it just leaking or something?
Yeah. There's something fucked up going on.
It's weird.
And he either could have lost the arm or kept it. Now, if I'm in the Morgan Freeman camp, you want to keep getting as many roles as you can. So like, I understand keeping the arm, because then you can at least fake it on screen. When your arm gets chopped off, you can't really fake that too much.
I don't know. You could probably fake it better these days.
Maybe.
And you could also play
fake arm though in a movie.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know. I just made that up. But I mean, I'm just, it's 2021. They could CGI an arm on there. That's not a big deal.
One would think. Bob, what do you got there?
With what?
You were looking at it, you were cringing a little bit.
Back to your, I was going to
the comment. Granddaughter?
Yeah, so yeah. Freeman was accused of molesting his step-granddaughter by the mother of a man convicted of her murder.
Oh.
So.
Boy, that's dark.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to go down that road
so
today.
Yeah. The mother of a guy who murdered Lori McCreary, I guess, or whoever it is, was like, he was molesting her, so
yeah,
probably grand assault with the murder mob.
Obviously. Bob, do you leave these days feeling better about life?
Is it Tyra? Is it Tyra Martin? Is that the woman's name? Because she said to CNN, or she said in something, I'm not and never was a victim. CNN totally misrepresented the video and took my remarks out of context.
Probably. Well, look, does that surprise you? Probably not.
No, I mean, Sanjay Gupta... Man, watching him sweat in the clips I've seen so far has been pretty fun. I can't watch. I'm going to watch that entire episode tonight, yeah, probably.
That's great.
Or tomorrow. I'm finishing Squid Game right now.
Don't tell me I'm halfway through it as well. And
I just finished episode 5.
We'll discuss it next week. However, today's top story is we found out Pete Buttigieg has been on paternity leave with a P for 2 months now.
Yeah.
And he's the head of our transportation. Is there anything going on that would affect our transportation right now?
I don't think so.
Right? I think we're fine. Everybody's getting everything on time.
Imagine starting a new war and the fucking Secretary of Defense goes on paid leave for 2 months.
What the fuck, dude?
I have no idea. This guy's a fucking clown.
So
he always has been. When he used to fucking make those posts, Lopez was talking about it before the show, but when he used to make those posts on social media when he was running for mayor, we need to do something about assault rifles. I carried one as a weapon of war, but no civilians. Dude, you've never been in fucking war? Are you kidding me? God damn it. You're a fucking pogue.
What did he do?
I don't know.
I don't either.
He was a driver.
Oh, he was a driver.
He wasn't a driver. He was an officer, so he didn't drive
but
shit.
I think he was driving a higher rank or something like that. Or was like in the... He just basically drove around with a guy.
So he did convoy operations.
Transportation, Dan. Transportation.
No, that's not the same thing. God damn it. Oh, no, he was an intelligence officer in the Navy.
Okay.
So don't talk about going to war, bro. Unless you're... the intelligence people from the Navy that actually do war stuff are people like Shannon Kent, right? Joe right. Kent's deceased wife. A hero, not this fucking piece of shit.
So according to the outlet here, the paternity leave has been nearly 2 months to spend time with his husband and two newborn babies, and plans to continue to give them support in the coming weeks. Jesus Christ.
Tucker Carlson asked a very important question last night, which is, what are they doing? Trying to learn how to breastfeed?
Yeah.
I get if it's a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a man and a man. I feel like one or the other parent should probably be home for the first, what, six to eight weeks.
My wife's current maternity leave is whatever, from when the baby was born, September, like a week before the baby was born until essentially after Thanksgiving.
It's 3 months?
Yeah, I think that's about 3 months.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a long fucking time.
That seems like a long time, but I mean, that's still within reason to me. But both parents being home for that amount of time. What the fuck?
We've
never in the history of human beings done shit like that.
No.
Like you can make, this is why I love having people like Brett and Heather on from Dark Horse Podcast, Brett Weinstein, discussing how in modernity, we've made changes to people, changes to the way we do things that are completely incongruent with how the 500 million years of our DNA evolution. And this is one of them. At no point at any time in history up until the last like 5 or 10 years has there even been a possibility of two parents being in the household just there to do that for that amount of time. It's never happened before, ever.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
And so why would we even, people are like, oh, kids need this for their development. No, they don't, because you have no evidence of that because it's never fucking happened before.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck. God damn it, man.
I have two children.
Can you imagine being stuck inside with them for 3 straight fucking months?
Not only that, but like, I can't imagine not going to work and then just saying, oh yeah, I really got to take the time off. Like,
yeah.
The fuck am I going to pay for shit?
Yeah.
The
company will pay for that. Look, there is something to be said. Childcare is crazy expensive.
Yep.
And we are very privileged with the amount of money we make, so we could easily pay for something like that. Most people do not have that ability.
Yeah.
Right? So childcare doesn't fluctuate based on how much money you make. It still sucks. It just sucks all the way down and gets worse as your fucking pay goes down. I get it. It sucks. And that is something that we should probably address as a country, as a state, as a community in general. But the idea that two parents earning incomes will continue just earning them and then go home and do none of the work, why is that fair to the business? That doesn't make any sense. Now, some places have it where you make like 75% of your salary.
That's what my wife is currently making.
It's like right 75% now. For yeah. 3 months. That,
no, it was full, first month was full.
Okay.
Now it's 75.
It should probably be lower than that.
Yeah, Bob.
Honestly, that's up to the company. She right. doesn't work for like a, she doesn't work for the government or anything. She works for a private company without a union, supposedly, or I suppose that they made that decision on their own because they think they can afford it and it's going to help them out. That's great.
I assume it's also there because they think it will attract talent.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's fucking good too. That's the free market deciding that, hey, if we want talent, if we want women and if we really want women to work at our company, you have to provide for that. You have to in some way or another, even if it kind of sucks. I mean, making 75% is not as good as 100, right? But you're also not doing any of the work. So it's like,
yeah,
I think that's a pretty decent compromise.
The other part of this is, so is the other dad off? Is his husband off?
I guess, because that's the way they framed it.
But is the mom who actually gave birth to the children, is she on maternity leave then? Does she get to do that?
I think she just did her job.
Yeah, she's a surrogate.
So she just got paid a lot of money.
So as soon as those babies shot out of the vagina, she had to go back to fucking Walgreens?
Well, that is her job, is to have babies, probably.
Right. So she just probably got paid six figs to have that baby. She's not going anywhere. She's going on fucking vacation.
I think the going rate is like 40 to 50K, right?
Well, either way, I mean, yeah. She's good.
But no. If it's a Buttigieg baby, you're paying top dollar because you want a good crisper one. Where it's
I don't know what his I don't know what his husband does.
You go on looks. Well, let's face it. If you're a politician, I'm sure he's fucking fine on money.
His husband's name is Chasen Buttigieg.
Dude, sweet if it was.
He's an American teacher, writer, and LGBTQ rights advocate. So I can't imagine he's making that much money.
Chasen dreams.
He
would be awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't have a job. But it says here in Texas, the cost of surrogacy is between 100 and 125K.
Woo.
So
damn, that's way up
there. Yeah, dude, I told you.
So she got paid.
Yeah. So Noah, how did he afford that, though? Like, Pete Buttigieg has never had a real job. He didn't get a military pension, so he served his time there, and then he's out, right? And he's making what as the Secretary of Transportation?
Because wasn't he a mayor in Indiana?
Yeah.
Like, job doesn't pay anything.
No.
Books and speaking.
Uh-huh.
What do you...
Sure.
He's making his money.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying anything. It's just not a big reach to understand how he got his money.
As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and trash Fox's news as well, because doesn't Fox offer a paternity leave too?
Yeah, they offer. A former Fox employee was on Twitter I saw earlier. Yeah, they offer 6 weeks of paternity leave, as Tucker Carlson is like, what is paternity leave? Like, he fucking know.
Well, I doubt he does.
You can't take it, because you can't, if you have a job like this, you can't leave the air every day. And that's the other thing.
Well, Tucker Carlson lives in the middle of nowhere in fucking Maine. He's barely Fox News. He's got his own studio in Maine and he doesn't really go back.
Yeah.
Goes down to Florida sometimes, but
no,
it's because WASPy, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
that's what old Jews and old WASP people do. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They all fucking, it's like God reaches up in the Pacific Northwest, grabs the country like this and just shakes it, and everybody falls down into Florida at the end of their life. There's no God, by the way.
Pull up a picture of that woman from Apocalypto, okay? This is what it used to be like. I don't know. I don't know where a paternity leave even came into the fucking building. I don't know when that walked in was like, oh, hey, paternity leave. We're doing that too.
Huffington Post ran a story today about how Tucker Carlson's getting torched for his homophobic comment. What? Asking if they were fucking trying to learn to breastfeed? It's not homophobic. He's satirizing the fact that two dudes, there's no reason for them to be both home together for fucking 3 months. God damn it, man.
Buttigieg is longer than that.
I'll say this, like, I definitely needed to be home the first like week or two just to like help with the fact that sleep went completely upside down and shit like that.
I would say maybe longer than that, maybe two or three.
We had parents in town basically to help with that. But if you don't have parents that live around you, I guess the grandparents or whatever. But like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I don't know what I would be doing now, like today.
And why would you be on paid leave from it's one thing to be a producer on a podcast, and another thing entirely to be the Secretary of Transportation for a country experiencing a fucking transportation crisis.
Yeah, I'm pretty pro paternity leave, but that's pretty inexcusable that he's and here's not
the other,
working.
Here's the other thing too: is like, dude, with Tucker Carlson or us, right? We're on every single day. Unless I have AIDS, and even then, I could probably beat it.
You would probably feel better.
Never miss. Yeah,
you would feel better right now if you had AIDS, because you would be taking the plus or whatever the fuck the name of that cocktail is. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
So I've never missed. The only time I've ever missed was a flight, which is not a huge shock because we've missed those all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
To the point you where and I probably don't even know if it's worth flying anymore.
You and I probably miss probably five shows each a year because of missed flights.
Flights, yeah.
Canceled flights.
That's it.
Give or take.
Even Craig Dulesky, dude. Shit. I texted him earlier because my flight already got delayed 3 hours already today to go to the wedding. Again, we shoot this on a Friday and then it airs on Sunday night. So I don't know if I'll make it. The one thing that I wanted to ask you about, though.
You know what we should do? We should fucking FaceTime him.
On air? Not,
no, like during his thing.
Hey, let me ask you this,
because there's no way we're gonna make this fucking thing.
No,
god damn it, man,
you're on Southwest, so you're gonna
there's no way I'm making it, because I'm looking at the flights back and I don't have any window at all.
no,
like if it's even delayed, I'm fucked. So I can't drive all the way back from fucking Maryland.
Let me ask you this. There's dogs at the airport right now, and from last weekend when I was in the airport with Giorgio for KC, are they COVID sniffing dogs?
Where?
At Austin Airport.
No,
they're bomb sniffing dogs.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So we have Clear, right? So Clear usually lets you get right on. This time, though, we got diverted into another lane with dogs. And when we asked the people what the fuck was going on, they said it was COVID. So look that up if you could, man, because again, Clear, you just go right on. There's no reason for me to get sniffed for bombs. I heard they were developing these COVID sniffing dogs.
Well, that's a thing in airports. Sure, yeah.
It is
a COVID sniffing dog. Yeah, that's a thing.
How can the dog sniff COVID?
They just they find little Timmy, give him COVID, then they throw him in the airport and like, Lassie, find him. And he's like, hey, Timmy's in a well. Like, how did you learn how to talk? Like, dude, you're really high on mushrooms right now. I'm like, oh fuck, I am really high on mushrooms. This isn't even an airport. Right, so I don't know.
Look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. I can't find if they're at Austin. I'll look that up.
But they do exist.
A thing at airports in particular.
That's the first time I've ever been diverted on Clear. Because Clear, again, they've got all your information, your eyes, your fingerprints, all that other bullshit. That was the first time I got diverted in this other lane. And then I asked the woman ahead of me, and she goes, "Oh yeah, it's COVID sniffing dogs." And I was like, "What?"
Yeah, but that's like. That's like asking a private in the army in the barracks, like, hey, do you know what's going on? It's called the Joe News Network, and it's always wrong. It's wrong because of incompetence, though, not like CNN, where they do it on purpose.
Right.
They're a bunch of fucking liars over there.
Man, I don't know what's going on anymore with all this fucking shit. What I do know is, Pete, you need to take some more time, my man.
Yeah, take the rest of the fucking presidency off. Joe, you should go on paternity leave, too, you fucking dummy.
I look, we're on a shortage of literally everything here. I'm flabbergasted at this point. I have no words. When I fucking read this morning, I lost my shit.
Yeah.
We're in a crisis. Go do your fucking job, dude. Like, you're the guy. You're the head of transportation.
Go to drinkingbros.com/store. I'll show you what's not in a shortage.
Oh, yeah. Is that up?
We got three new shirts
today's
out.
Friday.
Yeah.
Pop over there, Bob. Go to drinkingbros.com and look up the store. If
Lopez has no idea what day or week it is, but we do.
No, he doesn't. Why would he, though? He's a man of leisure.
Does he? I guess you could ask yourself, does he look like the kind of guy that knows what day it is?
No.
Answer is no.
No, answer is
he's got a Hawaiian shirt with a fucking rifle on it.
there's a bunch
and
of
he's wearing on. Rainbow slippers and goddamn, what do you call them? Glasses. Come on.
Really nice. He's got a no-fuss haircut.
Yeah. Head fibers. Goddamn. Yeah.
Those are nice. I heard a rumor that they were making your own glasses. Is that true? He's shaking his head yes. And he's dipping in a fucking tiny bottle right now.
Pit Viper's dope. They'll make custom shit for pretty much. I mean, they love doing cross promotion and stuff.
That's great.
Because they know how ridiculous their product is.
That's awesome.
Speaking of ridiculous products, you want to throw that up there?
Yeah, there we go. Boom. So let's go with the Fauci one first.
Here. Yeah, the Grinch Who Stole Freedom. We're also making
it's available right now.
Yeah, it's available now. We have a onesie of this coming out sometime around mid-November.
Oh, no way. That's great.
And some other onesies as well. Black Drinker Bros onesies.
You're a mean one, Mr. Fauci. That one's going to sell like gangbusters.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
That guy. Go to the next one.
There you go.
And this is one that you should be wearing in public every chance you get. Mandate this dick. And if you can tell, the eye and dick
is a dick and balls. Yeah. It's a nice little dick and balls.
That's just something we do here. I didn't even have to tell Jay to do that. He just did it.
No, I just did it.
I'm upset you took out the exclamation point between man and date. That's what I had pitched. Man.
Date this dick.
Yeah. No, he's been a dad for 12 seconds and he's already starting with this bullshit.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
I can't wait for your baby to get beat up by
Go back Delco. On paternity leave, Bob. Yeah, you got 3 more months. 3 more months.
Show the last one.
Show the last picture on there. The last t-shirt we got for sale on drinkingbros.com/store.
This is
you just go to drinkingbros.com.
One of my favorites as well. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
That's great.
You're a fucking clown, Joe.
Jesus Christ. It's a fucking goddamn mess out there right now.
It is.
An absolute mess. But again,
you know what we should do? Home, Pete. We've got a bunch of shows that we need to put on next week. We should put our whole staff on paternity leave.
Yeah, why not?
For 2 fucking months.
Who cares, dude? It's only the head of transportation. Next up here, one of the other top stories that it was Apple took down a Quran app and a Bible app in China on the request of Chinese officials. So apparently you can't have any other religions there, right? What do they believe in over there?
The state.
Okay.
God, the state.
But what's their God? What's their thing? Do you know?
Mao, I think, is still their God. I don't remember. Who is the Chinese's God?
So Apple said Chinese officials had flagged the apps as breaking laws on illegal religious texts. Apple's human rights policy says the company is required to comply with local laws. And this was confirmed by the BBC about an hour ago. The apps, which are called the Quran Majid and the Bible app by Olive Tree, were first reported as having been taken down by the Apple censorship websites here. Yeah, why not?
There's a right around.
Right. Look, if we're going to censor Twitter and all that shit, we're not really that much better than China. So
I think only about a tenth of Chinese people are actively religious, though. Something like that. Okay. Although the state is the religion. I mean, it's reductive to say that. It's like saying that the religion in North Korea is atheism. It's not true. They worship their leader. Like, the grandfather of the current leader is their god.
Really?
His dad is the leader of the military still somehow in death.
I kind of like
pretty,
that.
Look, I mean, if you can carry on serving in the military after death, that's pretty dope. I'm sure that guy's doing a better job for their army than General Milley's doing for ours.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That guy's a fucking cunt. I don't know. It's all weird over there.
That's why I love these Friday shows. Who cares? I mean, fucking A, dude. The censorship is going to continue. We're not going to have anything for Christmas. There's a pumpkin shortage now. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing in this country?
I think that might be Kevin Flynn from White People Humor, because he won't stop talking about shoving pumpkins up his ass, and I'm starting to think he's actually doing it because I can't find any.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all up his ass. Kirill was down there, actually, this week. Speaking of that, Kirill's also, he was at the Sausage Castle today.
Oh, was he really?
With Mike Busey. I don't know if Charlie's down there or not, but he was down there 200 around. I never really put 2 and 2 together on that, but goddamn, he seems like the kind of guy that should live in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Florida and you know what the Sausage Castle is, or if you don't, look it up. It's Mike Busey's Sausage Castle. And you're a veteran. November 11th is coming up soon. That's Veterans Day. And you get your dick sucked there.
For free.
For free.
Yeah. And that's real. You can get a free blowjob at the Sausage Castle in Florida. Look it up. And what do they hire, porn stars? Or
I don't know. I think I don't think they hire anybody. I think it's volunteers.
Oh, that's great.
From the sex worker industry.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice thing.
I don't think money could change hands, because that would be illegal, right?
Well, everything that goes on there is illegal, so who knows? I can't believe that place is open.
I can't either, because they film everything.
Yeah.
There's like cameras all over that place, and you have to sign a media consent form when you walk in. I'm told. We've never been there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Charlie
said it's the grossest shit he's ever seen.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. And if Charlie says something's gross, then because that's his life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's his whole fucking life.
His fucking brand is literally called Low Lives. So,
yeah. This pumpkin shortage, by the way, is real. So it hits the U.S. ahead of Halloween.
Do you think Charlie Brown's involved at all? Anybody?
It has to be. Where are they going to do the Great Pumpkin Patch Halloween show for P Peanuts this year.
Where is it usually?
ABC always.
ABC, yeah. What are the but?
But it's just this, they just replay the same cartoon. It's not real.
I think it is real.
No,
I think they should remake it.
It's a cartoon. It's definitely not real.
I think they should reboot it where there is no pumpkins in there.
I think we should make a horror version of it.
Man, if there's a pumpkin shortage, no one told the bitch I was behind last night at HEB.
How many pumpkins did she buy?
Legitimately 25.
God damn.
I get it.
Do you think they're going to start putting signs out like they did with toilet paper? Only two per customer.
Dude, it was egregious.
I'll grow my own goddamn pumpkin. How long does it take to grow a pumpkin? How long to grow a pumpkin?
There's plenty of seeds, right?
Fucking 90 to 120 days. That's too many.
You're going to miss it.
It's too many days.
You're going to miss it this year.
Maybe if you give it some HGH or something. I'm just like pouring some Orlin on top of the seed.
Yeah. I mean, they really go into this here. They're saying last year, the top six pumpkin producing states, Illinois, California, Indiana, Michigan, Texas, and Virginia, harvested more than 1 billion pumpkins combined. However, pumpkins are grown across the U.S. and not just in those six states. Are we fucking importing pumpkins too?
Well, we've been importing avocados for years now.
God damn it.
California likes to talk all this shit about how it produces so much of our fruit and shit. Now, Mexico.
From Mexico.
We're getting them all from Mexico, literally for the last like 50 years. So I don't want to hear it, California. You have nothing to offer anybody.
If you're out there and you don't have a pumpkin for Halloween, blame Pete Buttigieg.
Okay? Or go to Mexico.
Or go to Mexico, either one. You can get wrapped up in Dia de los Muertos down there.
I like that.
Yeah, Day of the Dead.
They used to have, when I lived in the Bay Area, San Francisco had a dope one all over like the old Chicano areas. It was dope as shit.
Who knows?
There's like a bunch of, whenever they had the Cesar Chavez movie back in the 60s, 50s and 60s, there's like a bunch of mural art that got painted all over the, like in the alleys of those streets. It's dope as shit there.
Yeah.
If you're ever out there, just make sure you wear, I don't know, snowshoes, because you're going to be stepping in shit, right? Wear some shoes that you don't want to take home with you, because there's human shit everywhere.
There is.
I think we should just get some riding lawnmowers and drive them through the city and just like, bam, just throw the shit into the sides of buildings.
Fucking awesome.
That way they at least have to come clean it up.
Yeah. The British odds makers released a shocking report today. They're always way ahead of the game gambling wise. These guys always put odds up and for futures and all that other shit. They really want to take people's money like 3 years in advance. Mm-hmm. The odds that were released today are actually favoring Donald John Trump to be the president in 2024 over in Britain.
I thought his middle name was Jimothy.
No, he changed it to John.
Or Jarrell, right?
So they got Trump at 21% and then Biden at 19. Got Kamala at 13%.
Which organization is this?
This is
Story of a Girl.
Cockburn. The British odds makers in the 2024 presidential elections calls Cockburn. I like a good Cockburn, dude. To make this, these guys have been doing this forever, though.
If the left, by the way, wants to keep Trump from winning again, they're going to have to try a new tactic, because all the fake news stuff isn't going to work. Trying to paint him as this or this isn't going to work, because Biden has come after him now and fucked up COVID response even worse. And that's probably why Trump lost, right? People were just butthurt about the way he was dealing with it. But what he did was Operation Warp Speed.
Yep.
Right, that made the vaccine that they all said they weren't going to get because it was Trump's vaccine, and now they're taking it.
Now they're forcing everybody to take it.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to try a different strategy this time. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I don't be surprised to see DeSantis run as his fucking VP either, honestly.
Look,
Ron DeSantis is pretty young. He doesn't need to jump into president right now.
Yeah. And then breaking news here. Biden says he's going to reenact Trump's law of stay in Mexico. Now you...
Get out.
Yeah. Now stay. Now you can come here, but now you go. Now stay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So you remember the first 4 months of the Biden administration, the first week in office, he used executive orders and just not even just executive orders, but executive commands to the executive branch, Department of Homeland Security, to start undoing all the shit that Trump did. And within 3 months, all that shit was back in place, basically, because they're like, oh, shit. It's like somebody's got their finger in a fucking, what do you call it? Oh, dam, right?
Dyke.
Well, I guess. Hey, we can't say that on this show, all right? Did you watch the Chappelle special? Jesus Christ, dude. Have some fucking decency, Bob.
Anyway, so you got your finger in a dike. Yeah. And somebody's like, man, you don't need to do that. Get out of here. What are you, some kind of, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? No. And you take your finger out of the dike, and water goes everywhere. Well, she'll come later.
Yeah.
Water goes everywhere, and they're like, hey, somebody should put their finger in there. Somebody should stop this. Like, yeah, you are the one that should have not stopped stopping this. Never stop, never stopping.
So this is called Remain in Mexico, and he's going to reenact it in November.
But only because of this fucking thing that came out yesterday, right? Only because of this report that came out that like 120,000 fucking people have just been released into America over the last, I don't know, since April.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
It says the move comes after an initial victory by Texas and Missouri in a suit that argued the Biden administration too hastily withdrew the policy under which the U.S. transported 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico to await determination of their case. The Department of Homeland Security has appealed the case and is working on a memo to rescind the program anew, but is still required to re-implement what was formally termed the Migrant Protection Protocols in good faith. What the fuck?
That's a lot of letters,
that's
man.
That's a lot, man. That's hell a no. Lot. MPP is the acronym. Whatever. Fuck you. That's what we're going with that. Oh, boy. This is fucked. I just feel like we're all fucked.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're all fucked. And
that's cool, though.
I can drink all day. I know why you do drugs now, every day.
It makes total sense. I do drugs to get myself... I'm like... I'm spinning at the wrong RPM, naturally. Mm-hmm. Right? So it doesn't make any... None of this shit makes any sense to me. All I'm doing is getting myself in the right fucking groove. I'm not using this to black out anything. As a matter of fact, the more drugs I do, the more involved I get. Just to be clear.
What have you been getting involved in recently?
Well, right now I'm thinking about this fuckface immigration activist guy who's traveling with this 60,000 person caravan on the way from Panama. Another one, by the way, not the other one that we've seen recently, but another one who's gone to the press and now said that he's quote unquote ready for war with Border Patrol.
Yeah.
All right, cool, bro. If you want to do war, we can do war.
Yeah.
Fine with that. Matter of fact, being able to drive 2 hours and do war and then drive back to my house sounds like a great goddamn time to me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about maybe we get a fucking couple of RVs and get some jump out boys and just go hang out, I don't know, a couple hundred meters behind Border Patrol and see what's happened, because they can't do anything about that, right?
No.
Nor would they.
The jump out boys. We haven't talked about the jump out boys in a while.
I'm just super bored right now.
Love those guys. I know. I get it, dude. If you're at home watching the world burn on your television, you might as well do it on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 40% off the bundle packages right now. Why? Because it's Halloween. I found out now that it's Halloween. And they're like, oh, great. It sleeps so good. It's scary. The ghosts, the whole thing. Way to go, ghost bed. Woo! So the 40% off is the adjustable base in the mattresses. You can put pillows and sheets with that as well. And you're good to go. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Now, if you want an individual item, use the promo code drinking bros at checkout and get 30% off that individual item or every item. Shit. If you want to fucking get 30% off, like, you know, a mattress and just sheets, you can do that too. You can do whatever you want there. Ghostbed is lawless and they don't care. All they want is for you to sleep in comfort. And I don't know if they're making any money at that company, but congratulations, take advantage of them and kick them while they're down.
I honestly think that it's a front for some kind of drug operation.
Might be.
Because otherwise, how are they giving out all these good deals? But hey, I'm also not one to look a gift horse in the mouth. If you find a bag of cocaine on the side of the road, you don't look around for whose it is.
Nope.
You pick it up and you snort the cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. And we all know that.
Ghostbed sure as shit knows that.
Yeah. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros, as always, has a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credit, and you can use all of those deals with that and walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for around $35 to $38 a month. Next up, we got CardoMax.com. It's time, kids. We got to ditch the gas station energy drinks. Overpriced coffee. CardoMax's energy intensifier gives you the clean, great tasting boost your day needs. You guys know this. It's Sean Mattson, former Navy SEAL, drinking bro, homie, lover, friend. Veteran-owned company here. What you're going to do is this. Boom. Right here. Let's go to a single. Let's go to singles so you can see this packet. There it is. I got one of these in my drink every single day. Right around the afternoons where daddy starts to crash. Energy intensifier. It's clean. You just rip it open, squeeze it into a bottle of liquid like a so, and you're good to go. You're on your way. They got two flavors. They got blue raspberry and the pink lemonade. Dan and I are at war. It's Crips and Bloods in this.
I had some blue raspberry yesterday, but today it's pink lemonade. I just like it better. Okay. I like the flavor better. I also like to mix a pink lemonade with a liquid IV strawberry.
Yeah, right, in the
morning.
Yeah.
When I'm going to be drinking that day. That's a tip for you guys. Anybody that's
pro tip
still going to be able to go to Craig's wedding. I guess you won't see this by then, but
maybe. Go to cardomax.com. They're offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer, 30% off your next four orders. Go to cardomax.com. Use the promo code DB. DB is the promo code there. That is CARDOMAX.com. Use the promo code DB. And you'll get 30% off your next four orders. That's cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max. Big fans of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, they just keep doing it, don't they? Last but not least here, we got tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. Look, I've been a part of this wine club for fucking 2 years at this point. Best in the biz. This is the best deal you can possibly get, and it's right before the holidays. So, with the shortage of literally everything, just hit these guys up, dude. It's the best. Tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. You're going to get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping.
Yeah, it's one of those subscriptions you turn on and kind of forget about it, to be honest.
Yep. I've left it on for 2 years.
Yeah, now. I've got like 140 bottles of wine, like a really nice collection. Now that I give out as gifts and shit, it's the holidays. Now's the time to sign up for this shit.
Yep.
We tell you this every year, starting in Q4, like around October, moving forward. You're not going to see shipping delays. I've never had any of my shit delayed from them.
Yeah. Not one single time. Yeah, Halloween parties,
Thanksgiving,
Christmas is coming up, New Year's, everything, dude. And they've got all of it, all of the things there at First Leaf. What you do is you just sign up, and if you want to pause it, if you're going out of town, pause it. Who gives a shit? But if there's a bottle you don't like, you can also just swap that out. Super, super easy. Best in the biz. Join today, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. D'Anthony, before we went on air, we got a thing from... Spotify, Anchor. Now, when Joe Rogan moved over there, he was the first one to have audio and video at the same time. And their technology is amazing. I want to say that he was the guinea pig, but he really wasn't because he just didn't fail.
It wasn't a guinea. They wouldn't have used somebody like that as a guinea pig because he immediately ported over, what, like 1,500 video episodes or something? So that's not a guinea pig situation. That is mountains of data.
Yes.
I don't even... How much... What do you think they're uploading? They're uploading probably at 1080, right? Or they upload at 4K, but it projects on YouTube at 1080. So it's probably doing the same.
Well, not YouTube. So they're on Spotify exclusively.
I know. That's what I'm saying before. So they're probably sending 4K up there.
One would imagine.
So how much, Dan, how much is one of our 4K videos at just an hour and an hour and a half, give or take?
It depends if it's going through the compression or not. I mean, we have something that can compress it pretty easily.
Give me a range.
The raw file would be like 93 gigs.
What about the one we actually upload?
About four.
Four gigs?
Yeah.
So 4 gigs times probably 3, because it shows about 3 times longer than this. So 12 gigs times 1,500.
Yeah.
That's how much data you're talking about. That's not a test.
No.
They I'm sure they did some tests offline before that, but either way, it worked out really well.
Yeah. So look, I know this story is going around, and by the time this airs on Monday, you'll ask, hey man, are we going to do that? I'm not sure is the answer. We've also been talking with Patreon. Patreon is getting ready to do an IPO and go public about some video options as well. The thing that we're stuck on is we're still getting shadow banned from YouTube. A lot of you guys aren't getting notifications. We did that Entourage show.
Yeah.
Dude, there was like 200 live listeners or watchers or whatever on YouTube. And it was just like, what the fuck? Every single person in the chat room was saying, we didn't get a notification on it. We hear you and we know.
Yeah.
We understand. And like, we're able to look behind the wall or whatever the fuck you want to call it, the analytics. And I think out of the 93,000 subscribers we have on YouTube right now, which is not a lot compared to how many listeners we have, I think it only goes out to 6.96%.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to do to change that. Bob, we actually hired a YouTube guy.
Have to tell people to manually go in and turn on all notifications.
That's on YouTube?
Yes. It's the only way to even combat that. And even then, they only serve it to a certain percentage of the audience.
He's right about that. Like, there isn't, you don't necessarily get notifications. Like, and you're talking specifically about mobile push notifications.
Well, we're talking,
yeah, mobile, right. Desktop, whatever. Yeah.
Like, if you go into your YouTube account on your phone or on your laptop or whatever, you can set up those notifications however you want. But I don't think there is one where every single one of our subscribers is going to get a notification every time we go live. As a matter of fact, we only get 3 push notifications per day, is my understanding.
Pretty much,
from YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't want to, that makes sense, though, because they're sending emails. I feel like you should be able to pay them, though. Like, we should be able to pay, I don't know what email service they use or if it's an internal server or something like that.
I agree, yeah.
But we should be able to pay them more. Like, hey, is it like $2,000 a month to send an email to everyone every time? Because that's what our fucking audience keeps asking us for.
Yeah, and by the way, with Patreon, you know, we have Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon for our crazier fucking episodes and the Friday Night Jack session, all that other shit. They've never missed. Like, I've gotten a notification every single time. And why would their system be different than YouTube is what I don't really get.
Different app.
It's a different app. Yeah, it's coded differently for sure, and they just have different goals, I guess.
But is it not censored? I mean, obviously, it's not censored because
it is censored to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, so like at TFM, we had our own app back in the day, and whenever there was like a new piece of big, like we could send a push notification whenever we wanted to.
But
we
it's just a white labeled Patreon app. That's all it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like a new piece of software or anything.
No,
and a lot of companies do that shit. I don't know. What is it? Vimeo does that as well. They white label for a lot of people, but I don't know. We've always made sure that we keep our audio content away from a paywall. But to be honest, our options with video are becoming extremely limited. And it's not because we're not making, we don't care about the money we make off of it. It's because people aren't seeing the goddamn content.
Like
half a million people listen to this show. And fucking 10,000 maybe get to see it on video.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's like half a million of downloads a day, like people, 10.3 a month.
Yeah, and like something like 3,000% more people watch YouTube videos than listen to podcasts on audio.
Yeah.
Only like 60% of the country even listens to podcasts.
Yeah.
So at some point, we're going to have to do something. And it may be like one of the options was to build our own site. The cost, we would have to charge you guys a lot to do that because it's like, it would be
I talked to him. I took the meeting. It was $30,000 a month at a minimum.
At a minimum for fucking hosting fees.
But the problem is our catalogs are so big.
Yeah,
because Drinking Bros is over 1,100 episodes. Ross Patterson Revolution is right around 750.
30,000 would be if you just started producing shit right now.
Yes,
but for us with that back catalog of over like 2,000 long form videos, we'd be spending $60,000 to $80,000 a month on hosting fees, and that is not going to happen.
That's crazy. And that's why, if you remember back in the day, remember when YouTube was forced to sell because they were in debt? Because they were out of server space, and they just kept adding it every day, but people kept uploading shit all day long. Yeah,
at some point, it turns into Silicon Valley, where it fucking catches on fire or whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah.
In season 2 or 3 or whatever the fuck it is, yeah. So chances are we're going to end up having to fucking push our shit somewhere. And it's probably going to end up, the video part is going to end up being behind some sort of paywall at some point. Because the only way you can get good service where they're not going to censor the fuck out of you all the time is if you pay them for it.
Yeah.
That's because YouTube will always fall back on, well, it's a free service unless you've got premium.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, cool, man.
And then,
but I don't want to reward. We could do that and make all, and start working with YouTube to push our people into premium. But why would we reward their fucking shitty behavior by giving them money? Like, fuck those guys, man. They've been fucking with us for 5 years now. Fuck them.
So I'm not sure, but, you know, we got that notification today. We'll explore it, obviously, but we want to make sure that everybody's getting exactly what they want immediately. And thus far, Patreon hasn't fucking missed. I know that's why Tim Dillon's over there, too, but Schultz, all those guys. But it's because they don't miss. Fuck even them. Dude, remember when Akash was on the show?
Yeah.
He said they took down that Alex Jones episode and they were shooting it live and they didn't have a backup for it. And he goes, dude, we wanted to put it on Patreon, but we couldn't. So we'll see.
However you feel about this dude, we had Stanley McChrystal, right?
Yeah.
Who could not be more famous or more relevant to today, right now, especially in the demographic that we cater to and that listens to our show, right? The 25 to 54 year old male that has some relation of some sort to the military is a very large audience, mm-hmm. a big one. And our shit isn't getting served despite the fact that we perfectly align with that. And for years now, right. And we had the most famous guy from that industry. Basically it would be like, if all your fans are music fans and you had fucking like Ice Cube or Snoop on and nobody watched the show,
right.
It's fucking stupid.
We did actually have Ice Cube on the show and nobody watched it. So
we've grown tired of this stuff. Like to bring you the best possible content and be able to fly people out here and spend money on hotels and new equipment, shit like that. At some point, we're going to have to fucking go away from YouTube because they keep fucking us over.
Yeah. And look, a lot of companies are doing that. It's not just us. Even fucking Disney today announced that they're trying to spin off ESPN and get that the fuck out of there.
Yeah. That would be great for ESPN. Maybe they could go back to acting like a fucking company full of people who like sports.
Yeah.
And not a goddamn the sports wing of CNN. I mean, Jesus Christ. Have you watched anything on there the last couple of days about all these dudes, all these poor 45 to 65 year old male sports writers trying to pretend that they give a fuck about the WNBA? Yeah. It's so pathetic, dude. Like, oh, no, she's the goat. Man, get the fuck out of here, dude. What are you talking about? You only watch this because you have to opine on it, and you only feel like you have to opine on it because people will think you're sexist if you don't. You can not like things.
It's okay.
It's fine to not like things. Yeah. If Lisa Leslie was playing right now, I would watch because she's amazing.
Sure.
And Candace Parker, fucking day. Yeah. Watch her play. But the people that are playing now, I'll watch Taurasi every now and again, but this whole bullshit she's pulling with they didn't pay for our flight. Like, you're cut. You don't make any money.
No.
They're having to complain that they have to go play in Russia or whatever the fuck in their off season to make ends meet. Like, okay, you don't have a right to be a professional athlete in America and get paid whatever you fucking feel like you should get paid for it.
Yeah.
You understand that, right? Like, the reason that fucking these other people get paid more is because they generate revenue. Mm-hmm. Your company in 25 years has made $0, not $1. In the fucking black, not one in 25 years, in a quarter century. If it was a child, you would send him off to fucking military camp by now. Like, dude, you're fucking done. You've tried to live.
Yeah.
You can't do it on your own.
So the deal with that is ESPN actually owns the rights, the television rights to the WNBA. It's owned by Disney. And
did Disney pay them to take it?
And then it's on ABC as well. No. So what happened was during the Me Too movement and all that other shit, they signed a deal and they were like, oh, we're going to start putting equal coverage on to grow the game, because a lot of WNBA players were bitching that, hey, if we just had more exposure, people would love this game just as much as the real NBA, which is definitely not true.
If the WNBA had started when Cheryl Miller and Lisa Leslie were young, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And other what's the Doris Burks?
Oh, Doris Burke.
And who's the
I can tell you're a huge fan.
Who's that lady, the Jewish lady that we fucking interviewed from Brooklyn? That is a huge fucking former female basketball star.
Becky Hammon.
Rebecca Lobo.
No.
Rebecca Lobo, they're like the same age as us. This woman's like in her 50s. Nancy Lieberman is fucking cool as shit.
Shred.
If they had those personalities playing fucking, I don't even care how good the sport is at that point. These are like, when we asked Lisa Leslie what the proudest moment of her life was, she didn't talk about something she achieved necessarily. She didn't talk about her husband, who's a great dude, an Air Force pilot. She didn't talk about her kids or nothing. She said, representing my country was the best thing or the most exciting thing that ever happened to me. And Lieberman showed up and just started talking shit to everybody. You know what I mean? They all like to have fun. They're not fucking sitting around whining about conditions. I'm just had it with all these fucking people.
Same. And so if you're looking at total viewers this year, the 2021 WNBA regular season averaged 306,000 viewers. So that's barely a midnight show on Adult Swim. It is like four times more than The Daily Show, though, on Comedy Central. So
yeah, nobody watches that garbage.
There's something to be said about that. However, they're employing thousands of people here, not just a crew of, you know, 50 over at The Daily Show. Do they play in the same place? I mean, how do you write this off tax-wise? Like, I'm trying to think, like, CPA-wise, how you write this off, the WNBA.
Well, the NBA owns the WNBA. Okay. So I imagine they write it off as a fucking 501c3, honestly, because it's charitable that they allow this to happen. Am I wrong? You're not entitled to, like, what the fuck? Imagine Major League Baseball was pressured into making a fucking all-women's baseball league.
Yeah.
Right. And funding the whole thing. And then the people that they did all that for started bitching that they weren't getting paid enough. Like, get the fuck out. You don't deserve that. You don't not deserve it. But if there's no market for, if I try to start a business right now selling fucking day old flapjacks or some shit and my business goes under, what do I do? Like, man, fucking people are just racist about flapjacks. No, you're an idiot. That's a bad business model. Nobody wants your fucking product. Go play soccer.
Yeah.
Diana Taurasi, if you wanted to be fucking great, right, and represent your country and make a lot of money as an athlete, you should have played soccer, frankly.
It's because no people
in America give a fuck about women's soccer. They love it here.
Yeah. It's no different than any other job in America. You can take certain jobs that just pay less.
Yeah.
You know what they are going in, or you can take jobs that pay more.
What did you say the average viewership was for WNBA?
306,000 viewers.
So the average viewership during the Cardinals winning streak in baseball this year on their 17 game winning streak, or the highest viewing, was 217,000.
That's how many people hate the Cardinals.
That's a local TV station versus something that's on ESPN.
Yes.
First of all,
I'm just giving context.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
Here's the other context. They play fucking 22 games at home, I think. Something like that. Isn't it like a 44 game season?
Yeah. I think it's like half the NBA.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals play how many games at home? 81.
Well, it's on TV, so it doesn't matter if it's home or away.
Right. So 162.
Right.
Bob, so I'm gonna break this down for you, because local television, right, is really fucking hard. So that number's a really good number.
What were the
were on ESPN for every single one of those games, then those stats would be comparable. But they're not.
What were the ratings for their playoff game? I bet those were pretty high. I mean, it's not going to be too high because it's baseball, right? Maybe fucking 8 or 10 million.
Yeah.
But they were playing the Dodgers, so that's a big TV market. That's so maybe it was bigger. Let's look that up.
Yeah, I'm curious as the baseball ratings this year now. For 2021, what do we got here? Major League Baseball fans attendance was in person was at a generational low. League saw 45.3.
The Cardinals Dodgers game got 6.7 million viewers. That makes sense to me. Yeah, I wouldn't expect it to be huge.
That's pretty high for that game.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's the Dodgers though, right? They have a massive fucking nationwide, and so do the Cardinals to some degree. I mean, imagine if it was like the Dodgers Braves or Dodgers Cubs, or it would be like probably 10 million at that point, right?
For Cubs, for sure. Yeah. I don't know about the Braves are weird.
They hit or miss.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they'll if this pitching staff stays around and Soroka can actually get healthy and Noah comes back. I mean, think about that next year. Mike Soroka, Max Fried, Waskar, Noah,
Charlie
Morton,
Ian Anderson.
And
Ian.
All right. Getting hard. So here's the comparables. Oof. Here, because this is a comparable stat, right? How many was the Cardinals? 6.7? 6.7 million?
For the playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, okay, for the playoff game.
For the playoff game, right? And that was a one-game playoff. Pretty exciting. Pretty amazing. The WNBA Finals, Game 2, averaged 789,000 viewers.
The series opener was 456,000.
So that is
on ABC. That's
less.
Broadcast television, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
6 million less than that. And my God, man, it's just not close. What do you want to do? I think the salaries are correct here. What does the highest WNBA player get? Like 100 grand?
I have no idea.
I think it's around 175 to 100. And yeah, I mean, look, I had to go to one once.
Dawana Bonner.
I had to go to a Sparks game, and there was like 80 people in the stands.
Of the Phoenix Mercury, made 22,450 this year.
22,000?
The five highest earners
okay.
made 221,000, basically.
Oh, fuck.
It's not bad. I mean, that's
an average of.
We should get a box for a WNBA game.
We should.
Where's the closest team? Lopez, San Antonio? Are you ready to become a fucking WNBA fan?
Oh, the San Antonio team folded?
No,
is there
a
team in Houston?
It's either Houston or Dallas. The San Antonio team moved to Vegas, I think, maybe.
Why do you think they moved?
I don't know why the Raiders move.
Texas doesn't give a shit about the WNBA.
Oh, the Dallas Wings.
Terrible attendance in Oakland. But yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait until next summer because their season is over the summer.
Damn it.
Yeah. Weekend trip to Dallas.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a box, dude, for the WNBA games.
We'll rage.
Lopez, dude. The only problem is you will be the only one in the stadium if we see.
Honestly, if we go there, I would have fun.
It might. Yeah, I would have a lot of fun.
Also, it's like hockey. People aren't going to watch that shit on TV much unless it's the playoffs. But when you go to a hockey game, it doesn't matter if it's fucking like JV high school hockey. It's fucking fun to watch that shit in person.
Have you been to a WNBA game?
No.
I had to go.
Is it bad?
It's terrible. Oh. It's terrible. It's, also, like a high school. It's like women's high school.
WNBA, that number
fundamentals.
Is... that number is comparable to national broadcast NHL games from last year.
Yeah, that seems makes right sense to me, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll because I've said this for years about hockey. I think the NHL's biggest problem, and then they just signed a deal, I believe, with TNT or TBS this year.
TNT and ESPN.
Correct. I think hockey's biggest problem is the same thing we bitch about on the show all the time. When all your biggest superstars are Russian or Canadian, who's the American guy that you can get behind in this country to be like, yes, dude?
Sidney Crosby was, but he's been injured a bunch over the years.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, but I mean, he's North American. Doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, man.
People like Sidney Crosby.
Don't have a good American
Joe
in
Pavelski,
there.
He's the captain.
Pavelski's
for the US
good, yeah.
Team.
But Ovechkin too. People like
that. People love him. I don't think being Canadian at least matters for sure. And people like the crazier. It's more like when it's someone like Vladimir Tarasenko, who is both Russian and personalityless, where you're like, what?
Well, you're not allowed to have one over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sidney Crosby doesn't have a goddamn personality.
No, he's been coached to be a media person for too long. Like
You need somebody sexy out in front. When
you need Sean fucking Avery,
yes, dude.
Yeah. When Sean Avery was great at the
guys,
media.
Like that was sex. Yeah. You're selling sex out.
Do you remember how homophobic ESPN was towards Sean Avery and
The handbags?
Yeah, he was like, well, he's like taking time off to. Well, first of all, he wasn't taking time off; it was the off season. But he was taking time off to go design clothing and stuff for in the fashion industry. What the hell is that all about? Like, I don't know. He likes fucking fashion, I guess. Have you met Sean? He's definitely not gay. He's like the least gay human being. No. He might be a little autistic, but he's definitely not gay.
He will beat the shit out of you.
Yes,
too.
He will. Yes,
and then,
he will.
You know, the Flyers traded Mike Richards and Jeff Carter for partying too much, and then they went over to L.A. and won a Stanley Cup.
Mike Richards from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
They traded Kramer, huh?
Fleury's always been really popular too. He's a French Canadian guy, but it's all about personality, right?
It is.
And Russians don't have one.
Yeah. So the NHL ratings, Bob, make the exact same sense as the NBA ratings to me, at least, where I'm like, all right.
Well,
great.
It's also the problem the NFL had back in the day. And a lot of NFL players in the Players Association bitched about this a lot in the late 90s and early 2000s that nobody, if you saw an NFL player on the street, unless it was a quarterback, you probably wouldn't recognize his face because they just stand around with their helmet on all the time. And that's a legitimate concern. If you're trying to, if LeBron's organization is working with these dudes on branding and stuff, he should be teaching them. And you can say whatever you want about this milking your fucking spotlight to make money and build a brand, but you're a professional athlete. That's what you're going to do for the bulk of your earning years. You may as well maximize that shit.
Yeah.
So go stand next to the Gatorade cooler with your fucking helmet off when you're not playing or something like that. Do something on the sideline, have fun, fuck with people, do whatever to get your face on screen.
Yeah.
If you're an entertainer, that's what a football player is, do that. Why is that why do people think that's stupid?
I don't know.
I loved the celebration. Was it Plaxico Burress that put the fucking cell phone in the goalpost?
Joe Horn.
Yeah.
That was
Hollywood Horn, dude.
Hilarious. Why the fuck is there a penalty for celebrating too much?
Well, and take last night's game.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he just stood
that
there.
Yeah, they were like taunting. I hate to say this, but it's true. It was a female referee who threw that flag last night, and I was just like, come on, dude.
Cost my birds.
My God.
Shut up.
They covered, though.
They did cover.
They
covered,
for two. Here's the thing. I don't know why they went for two. No one will understand that.
Analytics.
A lot of people were asking if it was rigged. That was the first time. Did you listen to the last 4 minutes of commentary of that game last night? All gambling. They were only referencing the spread for the last 4 minutes, and I loved it. Like, I'm sure the ratings were gangbusters on that because you can gamble on that sport.
He comes from that school, though, same with Doug Peterson, where if you go down a touchdown and you score, you always go for two for whatever reason to make it a 6-point game instead of an 8-point game. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Peterson used to do it all the time too. And so does Cerini. So
I think that's really dumb.
It's the dumbest thing of all time. Because if you don't get it, then your team has no hope for the second touchdown.
No.
You want to just keep giving them hope.
It's still a one possession game if you don't get it. You just got to get the 2-point conversion next time.
I guess. It's gross. You know the spreads. Know what's going on. Unless Philly was like, fuck your spreads. That's why I always take those 6-point teasers, kids. All those cards I post there. Everybody's like, why are you taking a 6-point teaser on the Buccaneers?
I guess it makes sense.
Because the straight bet isn't going to hit.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense that the Eagles would do something like that at home. Maybe it's dumber on the road to do something like that.
If they get the ball back, they score, they win.
Right? Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, you play for the win at home. That's a typical thing, but I don't know, man. That just seems if the analytics say to do that, I guess do it. It didn't.
Why don't you just do it on the second
possession? That play only cost people money. It didn't cost the Eagles anything. No. So
I honestly also really respect fucking over people who didn't believe in you. Like, if you can't win, but you still somehow fuck over the people that didn't believe in you.
Now, that, Bob, I would love. So, if the head coach sat down at the presser afterwards and was like, hey, dude, here's why I went for two, was to fuck all you over who didn't believe that we could come within 7 points, that would be the greatest explanation of all time. And I think that would drive ratings even higher, because then the stakes are getting real big. The other part to this is, if the WNBA was smart, they would embrace it, and I'd send all those girls out there to talk about gambling. Yeah. Lower the rims to 8 feet. Gamble on all of
this. I don't think they even need to do that, because
I do.
Women's, don't lower the rims.
Women's college, like, I watched those UConn teams when they were, like, really great, and that was pretty fun to watch, to be honest. I mean, look, they're not going to fucking dunk or anything, but how dominant they were, that was cool. I would gamble on that shit.
Brittany Griner dunked in the last game.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you know, I love men's college basketball. And like, if you're watching basketball for dunks, like, then you're only going to watch the NBA. Because you don't even, most college games, you don't even get like a good dunk. Like, I don't really care about
maybe a 7-footer
like jumping over a credit card to get a 2-handed dunk.
It's not just about dunks, though. It's about fucking Dame Lillard and Steph Curry pulling up from 38 feet.
I was just going to say that.
With all the confidence of a person doing a layup.
Yeah. But again, they don't do that. You shouldn't even watch the NBA. Yeah. You shouldn't even watch college basketball because
Steph Curry and Trae Young both did it in college, and
it's very few and far between in college, though.
Yeah, but if you had women doing that, that would bring back the game. All right, so let's say you can't dunk. Great, start pulling up from fucking 40 out like those guys. That would definitely bring people to the sport.
Yeah, but I don't know if they have the ability to do that. What's the female 3-point line? Is it 19 feet?
I'll check.
It's like college.
I think it might be high school.
So 18. 18 is the top of the key.
WNBA is 22 feet and 1.75 inches.
Isn't that that's the NBA line? 22 and a half is the top of the key, and then it's the sidelines, I think.
NBA is 23 feet 9 inches.
At the top of the key, yeah.
But yeah, FIBA and WNBA and the NCAA all have 22 feet, 1.75 inches.
All right, so it's men's college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's men's college, the same, yeah.
Okay. All right.
WNBA is 20 feet 6 inches is what this says. And USAB.com.
Who knows, man?
Nobody actually knows.
NCAA men's is 20 feet 9 inches. Oh, it's 29 now. It used to be 9. Oh, high school is 19.9. I see. All right. Either way, I like to watch exciting shit. And something doesn't have to be athletically dominant necessarily to be exciting. I mean, when we're in the fucking military, we'll find scorpions out in the desert and make them fight each other to the death. And bet on that. That's not fucking athleticism. That's just a bunch of retarded bullshit.
Yeah.
We'll gamble on anything. Just make that part of it. Nobody's going to play fantasy WNBA, right? It's just not going to happen, dude.
Join my league next year on Drinking Bros Sports. Feel free. I'm all in.
But if they could get, if they would center it around gambling, I guarantee you that would fucking make them a shit ton of money.
That's what golf's doing.
People will gamble on anything.
Yeah, golf has embraced it.
Get in on fucking DraftKings daily fantasy on the WNBA. You're one of like four people in there and just clean up.
Clean house, dude. They got to embrace it. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week.
Wait, I've got one.
Oh, you got one?
David Wiss.
Okay.
He flew this flag over an Air Force Special Operations mission on September 11th of this year. Here's the thing. I don't know if you can read any of that bullshit, but here's the flag. It's dope as shit. Thanks. And you can get to the other one.
Hell yeah, man.
One of the submissions. Cheers. As well.
Zach David West from Talatsko. You can submit at drinkingbros.com, by the way. All the submissions are there and they come in live as we're on air. This is from Zach Talatsko, forgive me, from Wisconsin. Member of DB for Ooh is what he's saying here. He's nominating Alexis Talatsko. Reason for the nomination, she's the best wife a guy could have. She's let me tie her up and eat her ass.
Hey.
She cooks amazing.
It's a family show.
This is real, by the way. She cooks amazing meals, raises our two little fuck trophies. Oh, little fuck trophies. That's from an episode back in the day. You are an old school homie. Cheers. And supports me in everything I do between keeping my whiskey glass full and my balls empty. I hit the jackpot. Zach, I'm sure she's going to love this. Cheers. Cheers. That's fucking hilarious.
That should be part of every woman's marital vows. When I'm full, you're empty. Right?
We believe in feminism on this show, and I think we've proven that throughout the entire episode today, including that female referee that blew that fucking call last night. Jesus Christ. So there's a tip for everybody at home. If you want a happy marriage, balls empty, glass full. And
yeah, but you got to keep her balls empty, too.
That's true.
And her ass eaten.
Yeah. It's got to be clean. Right now, shit, we're past October 1st. Ass eating season is in full effect.
Yeah, it's been, well, for me, I've never stopped.
2 weeks in. 2 weeks in. Last row, come on up here behind me real quick here. Because if you want your ass eaten properly by a guy that eats ass like a professional, it's him. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's full. That's how much ass he's eating right now. Hit up at Lasro Lopez on Instagram, and he'll be happy to eat your ass and then talk about it.
Hey, what if I get you a shirt made and it says, "I'm starving to death because I only eat ass"? All right. Nick, get that done.
For D'Anthony Holloway, Lasro Lopez, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.